she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Lane.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Hello. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive. We're here every weekend, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and we welcome your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned car, the best place to go is Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. On a day like today, maybe the best place to go is Autoflex.com because you can shop for a car, set up test drives, learn about leasing. It's got a lot of information at Autoflex.com in case you've never leased a car, in case you're thinking about it. It's got whether you should or maybe you shouldn't. So right there at autoflex.com.
This weather's so tricky, too, because it's cold enough where you want your heater on, but then the windows fog up, and then you need the defroster, and it blows the cold air on you.
Turn your air conditioning on recirculate.
Oh, is that the trick?
And it runs all of the air through the dryer and the air conditioner, even though your heater's on.
Okay.
And that way it keeps your windows from fogging.
See, it's a good thing I have a couple of friends in the car biz who can give me tricks like that.
And David is full of helpful tips. He retains, I think, everything he's ever read, heard.
Water. I retain water. Everything.
Me too. So yesterday, if you're from Dallas or if you were in the area, you probably could not avoid the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President JFK, which was a momentous occasion. Where were you guys 50 years ago when it happened?
I was in Garland, Texas. I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in school. I was at lunch, and they turned the loudspeakers on in the lunchroom. And at that point in time, they said, I was listening, that the president's motorcade had sped away and was headed down Stemmons, and no one knew what was happening.
Yikes.
And so we finished lunch. I went to the next class, which was Mr. Tiemann's civics class, and they had it on there. And that's when we found out that the president had been shot. And he said, at the time, the teacher said, you all need to remember this, because you will remember this the rest of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
This won't happen again, probably in your lifetime.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Hopefully. Right. Hopefully.
Tammy, I know you weren't alive yet.
I wasn't around.
No, me neither. Not yet a glimmer in the eye, but it's interesting to hear everybody's memories about it. And yesterday I was watching on WFAA, they had the live coverage that actually aired that day. And they played it at the same time.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The guy was on TV. His name's Jay Watson, and he was the old program director. And he was on there smoking and interviewing people.
Back in the day.
And it was completely wheels off. He was like barking orders at people off in the distance, going, you know, hey, make sure we're recording this. And
right.
Hey, have you gotten the phone call yet? We need a phone right here in the studio. I mean, it was completely fly by the seat of his pants, but that's what happens when breaking news goes down that's that tremendous.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, the most iconic car maybe in American history is the Lincoln that they were in when the assassination took place. It was a 1961 Lincoln Continental. Originally cost about $7,400. By the time they had modified it for the president, it was about a $200,000 car.
Wow.
The car was sent to a modifier in Ohio who made those modifications, and it had the back seat raised up and down. It had hydraulic lifts on the back seat so they could raise the president and first lady up so they could be seen more easily. It wasn't bulletproof at that point in time. They made a lot of modifications, but they were mainly so that the car was functional for use in parades and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know, they fly these cars around in big cargo planes that follow the presidents around wherever they go. So they're in a presidential car whenever you see them.
Are there multiple cars the way there's Air Force One and Air Force Two?
Yes, there's many cars. In fact, the day that Kennedy died, he was assassinated, he was in Fort Worth to begin with, speaking in front of a group in Fort Worth, and he was in a white Lincoln Continental convertible there. And then when he came to Dallas, they had the blue, it was a very dark blue metallic Lincoln Continental available for him here, and that's the car he was in the parade in.
Wow.
So anyway, the strange thing is most people don't know that that car stayed in service. It didn't just go away. They didn't tear it down. They didn't junk it. They sent it back to the same modifiers that built the car, and they had them remodify the car, and they added a lot of things.
Bulletproof, I'm sure.
Yeah. First of all, there were three tops for that car when Kennedy was the president, and one was a clear bubble. And they were going to put the clear bubble on the car the day that he was in Dallas, but they decided because it was going to rain, but then the skies cleared. And so they didn't have the top on the car when he was there. So when they sent it back for modification, they had a permanent roof installed, and they had it bulletproofed, and they put steel plate in the floor and behind the back seat so that if someone tried to lob a grenade under it or something, it would protect the president.
So when you say it was still in use, did LBJ use it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He didn't particularly like riding in it. And he also,
I wouldn't either.
And he also had it repainted. It went from the dark blue metallic, he had it painted black.
Mm.
But that car was in use all the way until Gerald Ford was the president.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's when it was finally retired. But President Nixon rode in it. President Johnson rode in it. All of them rode in the car at one time or another. And you wonder, well, you think, why didn't they scrap that car? Well, it was darned expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long time to build one of those cars. It takes 6-8 months at least to build one of those cars. So it was a practical thing. They didn't have another car to go in its place, so they got it rebuilt as quickly as possible and got it back into the fleet.
And you mentioned it was $200,000 in the 60s, but today that translates to about $1.5 million.
Yeah, and when they finished the car at the $500,000 redo after Kennedy had it, that turns to like $3.8
million. Woo!
Yeah. So it was, you know, it's just... It's really, really, really an interesting thing. First of all, there was a lot of interesting things about the car. It was a 61 Lincoln Continental, but they didn't want it to look old. So they took it, after they'd had it for about a year and a half, they put a 1962 grill in it. They changed the grill out because that was one of the big differences in the 61 and the 62 Lincolns. And they changed the wheel covers on the car also,
mm-hmm.
to make it look a little slicker. The president liked those other new wheel covers that they put on there. And they, you know, the car originally had steps added for the Secret Service. It had hand holes added for the Secret Service. It had two flagstaffs set up by the headlights so they could fly the presidential flag and the American flag on either side. It had interior floodlights. Later on, when they did the modifications, they added a lot more electronics to the car. They put a second air conditioner in the trunk because then it was going to be a hard top no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, when LBJ was the president, he had them. When they did the remake on it, they put bulletproof glass all the way around. Well, President Johnson wanted to be able to roll the window down.
Oh.
So he made them make the back window so they would roll down. And then later, when Nixon was the president, he made them put a sunroof in there because he and Pat wanted to stand up and wave at people.
Right.
So he had them put a sunroof in, which totally eliminated all the security work they'd done if he's standing up waving out of it.
That's true. So where is the car today?
The car today is at the Benson Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. And it's been there for many years. When they first displayed it, it was all behind glass.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like that was really impersonal. So many people have a connection to this vehicle. And so now they just have a cordoned off area that the car sits in. And it is back in its original condition, just as it was before the assassination. And it sits there to this day. You can go visit it. It's one of the most visited items, of course, in their museum. A lot of people go just to see the car.
And it's probably in that museum and not any of the Smithsonian's because the White House never owned this vehicle. It was actually leased from Ford Motor Company for about $500 a year.
That's interesting.
Yes.
It was leased.
Yep.
It was leasing going on 50 years ago.
Oh, there's been leasing going on since the days of the Bible.
Oh, really?
People used to lease their farm tools.
Mm-hmm.
Back in biblical times, people couldn't afford to make their own tools, so certain people would make plows and those kind of things, and they would rent them for the season. Two different farmers. That was the first leases.
Wow.
Home Depot still rents tools like that.
Yes, they mm-hmm. do.
Learn something new every day.
Power saw, just go rent one.
That's right.
Anyway, that's pretty well the story as to where it ends up right now. But since early 1977, it's resided in the Ford Museum up there, and Ford has always maintained ownership of the vehicle.
That's very interesting. Thanks for that walk down memory lane and the history lesson. That was cool.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. All right, we got more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing coming up, so stay with us. It's 105.3 The Fan. Autoflex Leasing.
we're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex or visit them online. Numbers and website, please, sir.
They are 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. On a day like today, AutoFlex.com is not a bad place to shop for cars. I got to say this, too. We have our Save Money Monday specials coming up on Monday.
I like saving money. Tell me more.
And what that means is we're offering to the public one day the cars that we're about to send to auction. And as everyone knows, you send them to auction, you don't really get what you get when you sell them to an individual. So some brilliant person suggested this, that we offer these cars to the public.
She's sitting to my left?
She is, yes. It was Tammy's idea. And it's really worked out well. We sell about half of them every week that we would normally send to auction, which creates more customers for us, which we really like because people come back to us again and again. So,
and you all get a great deal.
You know,
that's
it's
right.
And it's not old, beat-up cars. These are all great cars, but we have some very strict limits as to how long we keep a car. And so 2013 Nissan Murano, 2013 Camry, how about a 2009 Suburban, a 2013 Ford Fusion SE? Those cars are all on the Save Money Monday group. So one I love, and I saw it yesterday, it's great looking, 2011 Chevrolet Avalanche LT. Just a great-looking truck. Anyway, those cars will be for sale on Monday to the public and Monday only. And here's the real deal. They're going to auction on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about a pre-owned car, it is a great time to save some money.
That's right. One of the things we always talk about when we're teaching people about leasing new cars is resale value. And resale value is so important. And thankfully, Kelley Blue Book came out with their list of the top 10 best cars for resale value.
I just want to say, before we talk about that, when you're considering a vehicle cost, it is just as important, the future value, the resale value of that car, as the price going in. So if two cars are on your list and they're about equal to you, and one costs a little more, maybe doesn't have any incentives, consider that. Look at the future resale value, because that's going to be the key in where you make a best deal.
And if you have questions about that, if you call AutoFlex, any of our people will be able to talk to you about what those future resale values will be. We call them residual values, the value at the end of the lease. And that's pronounced residual, not residual. But anyway.
There's no Z, but you pronounce it like it's a Z.
Yes, you do pronounce it like it's a Z. So anyway, any of our people will be able to help you with whether a car's got good resale or not. And here's why it's so important. As Tammy mentioned, the difference in what you pay for a car and what you get for it when you're done with it is what the car really cost you.
Right.
So you can buy a car that's $2,000 or $3,000 less when you buy it, but that car can cost you thousands of dollars more because it has poor resale value.
Later in the future.
In the future. And it really has not a lot to do with the actual quality of the car, because there's a lot of great cars out there right now. And the quality between the best and the worst, there's not that big a gap in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a gap in the perceived resale value and perception's reality in this case.
Availability. And the first car on our list with the highest perceived resale value has to do with a limited availability. The fact that they never really offered any incentives on it. It's never put into any kind of fleet rental service, so they haven't flooded the market. And I love Camrys and Accords and Malibus and all these cars, but as soon as Enterprise or somebody gets a hold of them and, you know, furnishes their entire fleets with those cars, well, when those come off of the fleet service, they flood the used car market, which brings the supply up, which means the demand is fulfilled easily. And your prices just don't stay as high.
It's a supply and demand
rule.
Simple
macroeconomics.
It works, exactly. Yeah, so if you go to the airport and they put you in a rental car, that's probably not the car you should consider.
Right.
Because if there's umpteen thousand of them being put in rental fleets, they're not going to maintain great resale value. The manufacturers have been a lot more disciplined in doing that, but something called market share is what drives a lot of those. That FJ Cruiser Tammy's talking about is just a phenomenal vehicle, but they've built it on a very limited basis. And as she said, they're predicting the car will maintain 70% of its initial retail value in 5 years.
That's pretty impressive.
It's higher than Jeep Wrangler. Mm-hmm. And Jeep Wranglers are awesome.
They are monsters when it comes to resale value. Those are a win. They have been forever from the beginning. But I will say, this is the last year for the FJ Cruiser, correct?
It is, yeah.
2013.
Oh. Yep. They're not making them again.
Wow. Are they replacing them with something? Or?
No, actually, they're going to make a 14.
Okay,
that's the
2014.
Last year.
Yeah. So this next year will be the last year for the FJ Cruiser. And so I'm sure they'll come out with something different, but that'll be the end of that vehicle. So that's part of why it's going to hold its value so well.
Yeah.
I have to do this. We have a reminder from the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Can you please remind people not to speed when it's wet outside? I'm sitting in traffic on 820 already this morning.
So there must have been an accident.
Somebody's been in an accident. And yeah, slow down out there. Autoflex Leasing fan text. When I hear the fan all day, I hear three different lease companies. Which one is the best? I would have to say Autoflex.
Really?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. That's where I went. And I love all the options.
You get the most.
And the customer service.
Exactly. So the FJ Cruiser is actually the number one performer as far as resale value, according to ALG and Kelley Blue Book. So they agree on that. Followed closely behind the Toyota Tacoma.
Now, they're not going to stop building that truck anytime soon, but I think that's just because they're always – nobody lets them go. Once you get one, you don't trade it in.
They last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that percentage that holds its value for 5 years?
61.9.
That's good, too.
It's crazy.
It's pretty stout.
Yeah.
Over 5 years, that's crazy.
Number three, the Jeep Wrangler, and almost 60%. Number four, the Toyota 4Runner. And number five, and this is always there, and people don't think about it, Chevrolet Corvette.
Oh,
Corvettes maintain resale value.
Yeah.
They're great. They're
not an investment. It's a great American sports car.
But they do, and you know what? They're kicking Viper.
Well,
the Viper. I mean, if you compare the two and you look at the dollars, they're Viper fans and they're Vet fans. But you just got a lot more bang for your buck on the Vet.
Mm-hmm. Three of the top five are Toyotas.
Isn't that true?
Right.
Yeah.
And now Toyota has all this bad publicity about unintended acceleration, all that stuff.
Them.
It has an effect because guess what? They got great resale value.
Mm-hmm.
They're bulletproof, I guess. They just can't be hurt. And the number six is the Toyota Tundra.
Yeah.
So, another Toyota.
Yep.
You know, they have, four in the top 10? So that's incredible.
Yep. Followed. Go ahead.
Chevy Camaro, number seven, 51.9%. I'm glad that we have some GM in there.
Yep.
Honda CR-V is number eight at 50.7%. And that just makes complete sense. It's a Honda. They're reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the right size to get decent fuel economy and still provide that SUV. Now, these things could change just a bit if gas prices start doing their craziness. You know, it'll be a little bit different. But then it'll adjust and correct itself just like it did this last time when gas prices came back down.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that is going to come the Chevrolet Silverado pickup. And finally, and this is the Dodge Challenger. That is one of the most sought-after pre-owned cars that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep a good stock of Dodge Challengers. Now, ALG is a company out of California that predicts resale value for companies like ours, lease companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they like a number of different cars in different groups. They like the Hyundai Accent. They like the Mazda 3. They like the Toyota Avalon. I like the Toyota Avalon a lot myself. It's a good full-size car. I have to mention, and it's not in here because the resale value, the perceived resale is not that great, but the new Chevrolet Impala, the one I drove, their Highline car, is just a great, great car.
But did you notice there are no cars in this top 10 for resale value?
Yeah.
Cars are never in. Well, that's partially because a lot of those vehicles go into the fleet rental service.
Right.
So your supply and demand is, you know, it's kind of saturated there.
Although the Honda Accord and the Chevrolet Camry are great resale
Toyota
cars.
Toyota Camry.
Toyota Camry,
or the Chevy Camry.
Or the Chevy Camry.
Rolls right off.
C-A-M-I-R-Y Camry.
Right. So you mean no sedans in the top 10?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's a couple sports cars.
Well,
but...
I'm sorry. That's true. I meant sedans.
I like this list, though. It's always interesting to me to find out what's going to be worth, you know, the most money in the next 5 years.
Well, and if you'd like to see the whole list or you want to discuss this with one of our offices, you can certainly go to one of the offices, or the whole list is on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more cars on there that are recommended. And that's autoflex.com/Facebook. You can like us and see all of that and all the stories we're going to do today. A lot more details on the Lincoln that Kennedy was killed in, and a lot of cool videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pictures of our happy customers.
Hey, I want to be on there. I'm a happy customer.
We can do that.
All right.
We'll take a picture of you with your car.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. How difficult is it to lease a second vehicle? Usually not too difficult at all.
If you can handle the payment, we'll do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. I mean, that's really pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one more Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm interested in buying or building a movie replica car. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, do we get to pick which one you right. build? I'd pick the Dukes of Hazzard car.
I'd pick the Munster Mobile.
Smokey and the Bandit, Firebird TA.
But I think he means, how does he go about doing it?
Oh. Well, that's a pretty complicated question. Now, transporting is pretty easy because we have covered transports that we use all over the country mm-hmm. because we send cars all over the country. A lot of them are very nice cars, so we put them in covered transports. I'll be glad to share that with him if he wants to give us a call at the office on Monday. I'll give him great transports on the building of a car like that.
Or buying.
I mean, I know people that do that professionally. So I could share that information with him. You know, there's a company in far north Dallas that rebuilds classic Rolls Royces. And no one knows about these folks. No one. Because unless you're in the Rolls Royce industry.
Right.
And then everyone in the world knows about these people.
That's right. They are.
Yeah, they're right over by our office. And they lease their cars from us too, which is nice.
That's right. Stuart's Paint and Body. I know Stuart was involved in that reality TV show that had to do with rebuilding that one car.
They rebuilt the F40.
But whoever that group is, it seems like they could do something like.
Yeah, Stuart's Paint and Body on Plano, great guy. Stuart does a lot of work on exotic vehicles.
Highline. Oh, okay. He does a lot of Highline
exotics.
Cars.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start for that guy then. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text, how does the 2013 Nissan Altima hold up with trade-in value?
You know, this is one of those cars because there are a lot of Altimas in rental fleets right now. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing in the marketplace is used cars have maintained huge value.
Right.
And they probably will through the first half of 2014 because of supply and demand. But in the last half of 2014, that's going to start catching up. And as we go into 2015, 2016, a lot of these cars, like the Altima, that have been in rental fleets, now that's a great car. That's the other thing.
Right.
I rented one of those cars in California 2 weeks ago. It's a great car. But I think the supply and demand thing is going to catch the value of it in 3 to 4 years because there's going to be a lot of them out there.
And part of this probably has to do with the economic situation correcting itself when everything took a downturn, people stopped spending money on everything.
Did things take a downturn?
In my memory.
I've blocked it out.
So when the new car dealers stopped selling new cars, that mm-hmm. meant these cars didn't become used cars in 3 to 5 years. You know, if you didn't buy it in 2008, you're not trading it in
right.
2012 or 13. So that created a shortage of good trade-ins coming in, so it really affected the used car values. But things righted itself. People started buying. Now, never quite at the rate that we were selling them, you know, we're doing 17 million cars a year,
which was not good, actually.
Right, that was kind of a little inflated thing.
Yeah, this year they're expecting 15.5 million cars to be sold, new cars, and 44.5 million pre-owned cars. In case anyone was wondering, pre-owned cars are 2/3 of the automotive market right now.
Wow.
So, and they always have been, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's how it's always worked. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text just tuned into the fan, first time Saturday listener.
Oopsie.
Cool show, but who am I listening to? Well, this is David.
I'm Tammy.
I'm Sybil.
There we go. And this is the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But these cars, because of the lack of pre-owned cars, cars have been depreciating at about, if you average it out, about 12% per year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on for the last 3 years. And they expect that to continue. That's going to go up to about 18% a year in 2015, 16, certainly by 2017. Just because of the supply of cars, all of the cars will be maintaining less resale value because there'll be more of them.
Very interesting. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, ask them about Save Money Mondays, ask them about resale value, ask them about different cars that you're maybe going back and forth between. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area. As always, especially on a day like this, AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web. You can actually apply for a lease. You can find out what your car's worth. You can get a free black book appraisal right there at AutoFlex.com. You can arrange for a test drive if you'd like to drive a Chevy and a Toyota and a Mazda and a Ford all at one time. We'll line them up side by side for you so you can do a real good comparison. Figure out if the car seats will fit. Figure out if the dog will fit. We've had people bring all kinds of things down.
And if you're going to do that when you register or when you get your test drive lined up, make sure you ask them to turn the heat on. They'll do that. They'll have the seat warmers ready to go. And then when you get out there in this chilly weather, you can pop right into a nice toasty car.
Your dog will really appreciate it.
Yes, he will.
We've got a stack of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts coming in. So let's try to handle some of these. We already did that one. It recircled on me. I have an 04 Civic, runs great, 133,000 miles. I've been thinking about getting a new Civic because I feel like this one is getting old. The new Civic is great. If you've had an 04, it's going to be such a change for you because that is a really, really good car. 2012, they put out a new Civic. It didn't go over that well. They really redid the whole car for 13, and the 13-14 is a great car. Yeah, I think you'll really like it.
Plus all the new technology.
By the way, it leases great.
Yeah, for a sedan or a coupe, you know, they offer those. That is a car with really great resale value. We can still give you all the money in the world for your 04 Civic if you trade it in with us. You can sell that one on your own or trade it in.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, I have a 2011 Chevrolet Malibu I would like to trade in, but I'm still a little over on it. I'm going to guess they owe more on it than it's worth. How does that work? Well, here it goes.
Well, we'll give you whatever, you know, the maximum amount that car is worth. If you're concerned about carrying that negative equity forward and you want some guidance, and a lot of clients call us and they say, well, I don't really know what I want, but here's my situation. They always have a situation. And then we figure out the vehicle that's going to be the best one to solve that particular situation. Since we lease all makes and models and we sell pre-owned all makes and models, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to be, you know, which vehicle as long as it works best for you.
Right.
We don't have to try to sell you off the Ford because we're selling Hondas or whatever. We're going to show you the vehicles that maybe have a big rebate or a big discount that would absorb the negative from that other vehicle and turn into a really good lease or retail if that's what you want, or a flex buy if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. But we can find some rebates on a new car to help you out, and we'll find a pre-owned car that's got a little room in it there so we could roll some of that negative in. You can't make it go away, but we can help you refinance it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at a lower rate than you're at now, by the way.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Should I get a BMW 3 Series SUV or a 4Runner for the missus?
I'm really prejudiced on this, and it has all to do with the serviceability of the car.
So are you saying Toyota?
Yeah. If you look at the necessary services and if you look at the service record, the Toyota is going to win. If you like the BMW and you like that ride and drive, the BMW is going to win.
I mean, to me, that's equal. BMW provides free service, free maintenance during the warranty period. So for 4 years, 50,000 miles, there you go. If you're going to buy the vehicle, though, and own it long term, go Toyota because it'll be lower cost to maintain and a super high resale value. And that car will have more people clamoring for it later on when it's 10 years old and you want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Just a broader market.
Yeah.
Having had both, not those two particular models, but Toyotas and BMWs, I prefer the BMW. But maybe ask your wife which one she prefers and then go to AutoFlex and let her drive them both back to back.
Here's the other thing, and we've had this happen. We've had people take delivery of cars and call us the next day and say, you got to help me because I don't fit in this car well. Mm-hmm. It makes my back hurt. The head clearance is not good. the console is too far one way or the other. I don't like the way it feels. So you got to drive these cars. And if you're going to test drive a car, don't drive it around the block. Take it out. Drive it.
Drive
Spend
it on
half
the highway.
An hour in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Drive it over all kinds of roads. Mm-hmm. Get in and out. Get in and out of the back seat. Look at the trunk. What kind of luggage do you have? Do you have golf clubs, and will they fit?
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff's important. So both good cars.
You don't
certainly
need to take quite as much time to buy your car as you do select your car, I suppose, as you do your home. But it is the second largest purchase that most people make. And for a lot of people who never buy a house, it's the biggest.
Indeed.
So, yeah, you definitely, and we can provide all that service for you if you want to bring her over to test drive both side by side. You know, a lot of it does have to do with the ride and drive. People aren't always concerned about the future resale value. And if you're going to lease it, then it's really up to you. But if you're going to own it, I always kind of break it down to overall cost. I talked to someone yesterday who's a previous client. We were looking at some of the pre-owned vehicles on our website. And he's looking at the Lexus GS350, and then he noticed this Infiniti G37 Coupe. And so as we're talking about it, I said, well, the G37, I said, you'll get a ticket. For sure. You know, that's a pretty fun car to drive. Yes, pretty quick. But another thing to consider was that car has sport tires, which means they'll last about 10,000 miles. And this is something to consider with BMWs as well. When you go with the sport package, they have those sport tires, which last about 10,000 miles.
They're softer rubber and they're higher rated, so they're a higher speed rating, mm-hmm. but they are softer rubber.
So they really handle beautifully on the road, but right, you're going to be replacing them more often. So I try to help people think about the overall cost.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the monthly payment.
Well, and they can cost more also, those tires.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That too. So anyway, those are things to consider.
Yes, indeed.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Turns out there wasn't an accident on 820. They are closing down all but one lane. I don't have their exact location, but if you're thinking about 820, I'd think about something else.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm looking at an 06 Nissan Titan. What can you say about the truck? I like the truck. It's a good truck. There's a lot of good trucks, though, out there right now. If you go all the way back to an 06, that's going to narrow it down, though, in my mind.
It's last on my list for trucks.
Well,
I'd pick the Ford, Chevy, or Toyota.
I would too, especially back
in
06.
With the new Dodge.
I don't know if I'd pick the Dodge back in 06.
No, oh, is he wanting to know? Okay.
Yeah.
Or she? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. 06, that's different. Okay.
Yeah, but I think I would take the Chevy, the Ford, or the Toyota over the Nissan. If it's me, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I have a 2009 Ford Edge. I owe about $3,000 on it. It's got 51,000 miles. What do you think my trade-in value would be?
I think that if you go to autoflex.com and click on what's my car worth, you can get a free Black Book appraisal right there. And you'll know exactly what, if I'm looking, as a dealer, if I'm looking at Black Book, you'll know what I know. It'll tell you what your car's worth. That's autoflex.com. Click on what's my car worth and just fill out a couple of, it's a little bit of a questionnaire, but they'll really give you a good Black Book appraisal on that car.
You need mm-hmm. to put in all the information about your vehicle, though. I think even including the vehicle ID number, and don't forget any of the wonderful features that you have added to the car, because maybe that'll bring more money.
Mm-hmm.
But that is low mileage. That's really nice. People always want to pay more for a low mileage car.
It is. Back to 820. That area is 820 and Roof Snow. So if you're out there around Roof Snow on 820, get off.
Oh, it's always messy over there. That construction's been going on forever.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
I will be leasing and I will be calling you in 6 months.
Yay!
Good. Yay,
thank
we like
you.
That.
Good
we'll
choice.
Be there.
I own a car. What do you suggest?
What a great question.
Maybe they're not finished typing.
I don't know. I don't know. This now I feel like Dr. Laura or something.
Right. What's wrong with the 06 Dodge? That was just his opinion. Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's just my opinion. Yes, my opinion. Is the Mercedes G-Class worth the money? Boy, that's a good question. I love them. Are they worth the money? I mean, if you have to ask, they're like a yacht. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah, but I think they're made of unobtainium just about.
Yeah, you can't find one.
Are those the real boxy looking ones? They almost look like a Jeep.
Well, there's a G-Wagon and there's a GLK.
He's talking about the G-Wagon, I think.
And then there's a GL.
I think he's talking about the G-Wagon, I think. If he's talking about the G-Wagon, you can't hardly
find
one.
Clarify yourself.
And they are very expensive. They're cool, but they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mercedes builds a fine automobile. So whichever one you're interested in, yes, it's worth the money.
Here's one for Tammy. Looking for a 2013 Nissan Murano with backup camera and cloth interior. Would love your reviews on the vehicle and price y'all could get me with my
wife.
Vehicle in trade. Yeah.
Well, price-wise, we'll have to negotiate. But bottom line, I love the Nissan Murano, and they've held their value pretty well. Not a tremendous amount of cargo space in the back. That's something to consider. So if you like to sit up just a little bit higher but still have a car ride, love the seats. They're so comfortable. I'm a big fan of the Murano, but just not much of an SUV, in my opinion. You know, you can fold the seats down, the back seats, and then you have some cargo space, but then you can't have passengers and luggage.
Right.
I can tell you, once you get a backup camera and get used to it, you will not want to drive without one.
It's the greatest thing anybody ever invented.
Yeah. So it makes it so much easier to park and get into spaces and all that neat stuff.
And the parking sensors. And just so you know, if you have an older car, you can't afford to trade up and get into one with a backup camera and those parking sensors. Did you know that you can add either or any or all of those features aftermarket, and that turns your vehicle safe, more a little more safe for you, so that whenever you're driving around and trying to park, you don't bump into people. It beeps at you before you pull in too far or back up into one of those parking posts. So you can have that done at places like Surround Sound. Well, they're not around anymore, but call AutoFlex. We'll tell you where you can get it done.
Speaking of aftermarket, another AutoFlex Leasing Fantech says, what aftermarket add-on features can you put onto a car to increase the value the most, like a remote start or anything like that?
Well, it's according to the vehicle. That if you put a pickup bed on a cover, it increases the value. If you put a pickup liner in a pickup bed, it increases the value. If you add sound equipment, it probably doesn't.
No.
You don't get anything for that. Sometimes you can get money in resale for wheels and tires, as long as what you put on there is acceptable to most people.
Right.
But if you put anything really crazy on there, it's not going to help your resale value, and people are probably going to want the original. If I'm taking the car in trade, if it's got big, ugly wheels on it, I want the originals when you trade it in. I hope you saved them.
Yeah.
You know?
Good advice.
So it's really according to what you put on. Remote start's always a good thing, but it's not going to increase your resale value.
I think that backup camera or the parking sensors would increase value because people find themselves wanting things like that more and more.
Right.
Especially the older we get.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I own a Nissan Cube. Is it really the ugliest car available?
No, they're cute.
No, you know, if there's a Pontiac Aztec out there, buddy, you look great.
All right.
No, I like the Cube.
You do?
Yes.
You know what I like that's an unusual looking car? The Nissan Juke. I think those are cute.
Yeah.
That's
like
a very aggressive, sporty version of the Rogue to me. It's got the... Yes, I love the Juke.
Yeah.
One more fan text before we break. I have a 77 280 SL Mercedes, good shape, very low miles. Is there a market for antique cars like this? Yes, but you want to put that car...
on eBay.
Yep. You want to sell that car to somebody in California because they will give you a ton of money for it out there.
There you go.
You'll pick up literally $4,000 or $5,000 more there than you will here on that car.
That's good advice.
Yep.
You guys are burning up the AutoFlex Leasing
fan text. Yeah, keep
them
coming.
Yes.
And when we return, we'll answer the very important question, I have a car, what do you suggest? It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on a dreary, cold, and wet Saturday morning. But we're here. We're in good moods. Hopefully you are, too, if you're out there listening in your car. Or if you want to call AutoFlex, they're open today. You can give them a call at three different phone numbers or on their website. And what are those, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888. 234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can read all the stories we're doing on the air or more stories about the automotive business on our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook, and you'll get all kinds of cool stuff.
That's right.
Not sent to you or anything. You'll get to read it.
Mm-hmm. Got lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts coming in now, 43733. One guy says he's trying to decide between the Mercedes G-Wagon or a Range Rover. What do you guys suggest?
Several different things to consider, but the G-Wagon, I think, in my mind, maintains more resale value and more panache. They don't make many of them. But now the truth is the availability on the Range Rover is not great either. There's not many of those around.
Right.
I just like the G-Wagons. I think they're cooler.
So he's thinking about that. And I say if you do choose the Range Rover, lease it so that you only keep it during the warranty period. They are terribly expensive to repair and maintain beyond that. But if you do decide to keep it, then buy an extended warranty and then sell that booger before the extended warranty expires. And buy the extended warranty while the vehicle is still under factory warranty because it sets the price.
Saves you a bunch of money. If you're going to get an extended warranty, always get it before your car leaves the warranty period, the factory warranty. Mm-hmm.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text, is the Pathfinder worth buying?
Yes. And let me tell you something. We have we bought some pre-owned vehicles that were Pathfinders. We have a fabulous FlexBuy program on that that works a lot like a lease. We can explain all the terms of all of our different finance products to you when you choose a vehicle, but that would be a fabulous deal if you're interested in one that's gently used. You save money right up front.
It's crazy cheap is what she's trying to say. There's certain sweet spots in certain financing programs, and the FlexBuy program is a program, it works just like a lease, but you really own the car. So you get all the benefits of ownership, but without the high payments. Right. And the 2013 Pathfinder pre-owned works beautifully in that program. So if you're thinking about that, give one of our offices a call and we'll be glad to go over it with you.
One more quickie. How do you guys feel about the Kia Soul?
I like that one too. I like the Nissan
Juke. What was it? The Nissan that we were talking about a second ago? It was the Cube.
Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like those fun little cars. And then the cool video that I watched that somebody posted on my Facebook where it was the highway sing-along. I don't know if you saw that.
Uh-uh.
I saw lots of those rolling. I'm pretty sure that guy must have been in California. I could just tell.
I'll have to go check out the video.
Yes. I didn't repost it.
So it seems like every week there's new ongoing curves and twists in the Tesla stories with their fires.
Here's how it goes. This is crazy. First of all, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration announced that they were investigating Tesla S sedans because there have been three fires, two in the United States and one in Mexico, and all have occurred because something hit the bottom of the car and opened up the battery area of the car. And it caused sort of like what you have in a reactor. You get sort of a meltdown. And it generates a lot of heat, and eventually it catches fire. It doesn't do it instantly. It doesn't explode, but it does catch fire, and it burns really, really hot. So first of the week, last week, Tesla announced that the National Highway Traffic and Safety Association was going to investigate the fires from Tesla. The next thing that happened was Tesla came out and said they had asked the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration to investigate their own cars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a little weird because nobody's ever done that.
Right.
And here's why. If you know that you have a car that is defective, you're obligated to recall those cars yourself, not wait till the government makes you.
Oh.
And so Tesla, in trying to have a good PR move, sort of committed a faux pas, I guess, because if you know that there's a problem, you wouldn't ask the NHSTA to investigate it. You'd take care of the problem, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. You would think.
So now they're sort of like no commenting that. But right after they came out the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration released a bulletin saying that in no way did Tesla request the recall that they had made. That they had made the recall because they were concerned about the safety of the car, and that Tesla's saying they asked for the recall was ridiculous.
Okay, so this is a little sniping back and forth, and Tesla doesn't want to look like bad guys. Listen, this is three fires in 19,000 vehicles, so it's kind of a concern.
Well, it's 13,000 vehicles. The concern is it's because they're battery-powered vehicles, and nobody really understands that and how they work and stuff. But I think in any battery-powered vehicle, if you rupture the battery case, it's going to do the same thing you do when you rupture a gas tank.
Right. So cars are just as gasoline-powered cars. There's a lot more fires than gasoline-powered cars.
It's a PR kind of thing, And then right after that, the NHSTA came out and announced that they had put in new rules to to bar people from saying they got more than a five-star rating at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. I can't say it.
NHTSA.
They had come out and said that Tesla got a five-star rating. Well, then Tesla came out right afterwards and said they got a 5.4 rating, and no one had ever done that before. Well, they don't give but five stars.
Mm-hmm.
So this last week, NHTSA came out and said, look, we give five stars. That's all we give. We didn't give Tesla 5.4. Nobody gets 5.4. And so they tried to straighten out that. And finally in Tesla news, and this is big news, George Blankenship, who was their marketing manager, who was he was sort of their guru that set up their dealer system and stuff, he's left. He left sort of unannounced in November, at the 1st of November, and on his Facebook page, it says he is now the director of smiles for the Blankenship family and done at Tesla. No comment from Tesla.
Huh. That sounds like there's a little more to the story.
There's always.
Yep.
Yeah, who knows?
All right.
He was a really smart guy. He worked for Apple before that, and before that, he was in charge of marketing at the Gap Incorporated. So, pretty smart guy, I think.
I want to leave with a high note. This is from an Autoflex client named Jennifer May, and she wrote in saying, Russell Kinney was able to satisfy the most incredibly picky customer anyone will likely ever encounter. Mm-hmm. I love that. She's being a little self-deprecating and realistic, probably. We all think we're the worst. He went over and above, in fact. His patience and professionalism was astounding. While he may run from me next time, I would absolutely lease another car from him, and I'm already recommending him to other people. Thank you, Russell. I love my car. And that's signed Jennifer May. So if you, too, want to get that supreme customer service better than where you get anywhere else in the Metroplex, give them a call, 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234. And, Tammy, you see somebody online right now who's calling into Autoflex.
Well, they said we're working with Brad at the Arlington office. Very helpful. So someone is already working and texting in and telling us
love that.
That they're satisfied.
Good luck with your car.
One more quick fan text. I've got a 2011 Tundra I purchased a couple of months ago. Unhappy with interest rate and payment, even though I can afford it. What should I do? Give one of our offices a call. We can look at refinancing the car for you. If we're able to help you out with your interest rate and lower your payment, we'll be more than happy to.
Mm-hmm. Also asked about buying the extended warranty. We can help you with that. It has about 2,000 more miles. That's another thing that can increase the resale value of your vehicle. If you plan to keep it X number of years and you know that you can buy a warranty that lasts even longer and you want to sell it on your own, all of ours are transferable. So if you bought a vehicle from us and then you sell it on your own to a friend or coworker or whatever, you can either transfer that extended warranty or then cancel it if you trade it in. So
and get a rebate if you cancel it.
Right.
Perfect. Yep. All right. We got lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texts, but unfortunately we're out of time. So if we didn't get a chance to read it, please call. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234. Or as always, the website, autoflex.com. For David Blasingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. If you missed our stories, you're going to have to go to the Facebook page. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We'll see you guys back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.